Jai Shri Bhirachandra Prabhu Avirbhav Mahotsav Titi Ki Jai. Jai Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Kol Kartal Ki Jai. Kartik Vrata Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. So we are gathered here together and celebrating this very glorious, grand occasion of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, the day he appeared in this world, which is also the day Birachandra Prabhu appeared in this world. Birachandra Prabhu is the son of Nityananda Prabhu, and his mother was Vasudha, Nityananda Prabhu's wife. Janava Devi is also his wife. She did not have children. And Nityananda Prabhu is known for his extreme magnanimous nature. And Gurudev said so much magnanimous that he created chaos, made a massacre of the Sampradaya. Things just went wild after Birachandra flooded the universe with his mercy randomly, causelessly, without discrimination. So he described Birachandra Prabhu more merciful than Nityananda, if anyone can believe that. So on that day, Srila Sridharmarsh chose to appear in this world. And Gurudev described Srila Sridharmarsh more merciful than Birachandra and more dharmic than Ramachandra. He had some special astrological parallel to Lord Ram in his horoscope, and had that very dharmic, perfect dharmic follower and upholding dignity and religious principles, and never told a lie, always taking the high road and showing the perfect ideals and examples and living up to them in his thoughts, words, and deeds since his birth. So let's first hear from Paramananda Prabhu. I'll speak again, but just kind of introducing for our viewers the occasion that we are observing today on this beautiful morning in Chiang Mai, Thailand, Gupta Govardhan, where Giriraj is residing.
It's a beautiful occasion. I haven't been present here for the last several years. I was fortunate to be in India at that time, in the presence of all the dignitaries. Today is the day when so many guests are coming to visit Srila Guru Maharaj and his mat in Sevakunj. And Srila Goswami Maharaj will be in the giving a place of honor, the seat of honor. He will be speaking first, and Tirtha Maharaj will be speaking, and Madhusudan Maharaj will be speaking, and other followers, friends, or some disciples of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they will gather and they will glorify him extensively. Really, a Nath Mandir will be filled with people to the point that there will be nowhere to sit. Everybody will be sitting like that, and people will be around and they will be pouring in, especially as the time closes to the grand feast on behalf of Srila Guru Maharaj. There will be not a place available to sit down and stand up. And we will be confined sometime in our rooms because everything will be blocked. You couldn't even get out from your room. So you will be taking the feast, wait till all the Vaishnavas take their feasts, take prasadam, and then slowly they start leaving the mat. And it will go on. The bhajans, the remembrance of Guru Maharaj in the evening, and then Srila Goswami Maharaj will leave. Afternoon, after the main program will be finished. And it's really a glorious occasion. to witness how many Vaishnavas are coming and how much, which, what intensity and sincerity and faith will glorify Guru Maharaj. You can see sometimes Tirtha Maharaj will be almost jumping on his seat. So much enthusiasm to say something about Guru Maharaj, and always with a big smile. Srila Goswami Maharaj, of course, very extensive glorification of Guru Maharaj. He's really the main speaker. What can we say? In a way, we never met Srila Guru Maharaj in person, but at the same time, he is our grandfather. We feel like he is our grandfather, really. Because through Srila Gurudev, we could absorb so much of Srila Guru Maharaj's mood, Guru Maharaj's teachings. Everything in life of Gurudev was entirely for the sake of Guru Maharaj, for service to Guru Maharaj. Everything was dedicated to him. Even the small thing, there was not a small thing in the Gurudev's world when it was concerned with service to Srila Guru Maharaj. Whatever would come to him, immediately it will be offered to Srila Guru Maharaj. What to talk about the days like Srila Guru Maharaj's appearance day, his appearance day. Beautiful days. And this morning we've been reading how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is instructing Rupa Goswami. And he is describing that there are so many different living beings living in this world. 8 million...
400,000
living beings. And different aquatic forms of life, non-moving forms of life, as the stream, plants, and moving forms of life, like birds and insects, and chaturpad, the four-legged forms of life, and dwipad, two-legged forms of life, and described as a human form of life, 400,000 of human forms of life. And he said half of them are of a lower grade, lower gradation. They don't have the capacity to understand anything of the higher world. And then another half, they have some capacity, but most of them will say things, but they will never follow what they're saying. They will do accordingly. And then out of millions of those, if one becomes liberated, then it's a rare case. And out of millions of liberated souls, if one becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, or devotee of Krishna, then it's a rare occasion. So what are the chances? And then Mahaprabhu, Srila Krishnadas Goswami, he is quoting the famous verse, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhakti Lata Bij. And as we hear in the bhajan dedicated to Srila Guru Maharaj, Tomara karuna gati murati hiriya, premi bhagyavana jiva kori murati, podi muratiya. So those surrendered souls, those very fortunate souls, they will come somehow by the inconceivable mercy, by inconceivable grace of the Vaishnava. They will come and touch. Some Sukriti, of course, is there to such Vaishnava, with such Vaishnava, and they receive the seed of prema in their heart. So our position is such, somehow we've been wandering through universe after universe after universe for billions of lives, and then how? We do not know. We can say, oh, some security came, but again, it's not sure. But by the inconceivable grace of the Vaishnava, we come in touch with very substantial messengers of the Lord. Pure devotees, Mahabhagavata Vaishnavas, were descended from the upper world in order to give us that mercy, extend Lord's grace to us, who are not qualified since the beginning. We are not qualified since the beginning, it is very clear. But somehow, by their grace, we got elevated to that position. And we hear that Srila Gurudev was wondering, why Srila Guru Maharaj? Because Srila Guru Maharaj, he has a very unique position in our Sampradaya. So many original concepts that he revealed, they were hidden in the beginning. The other acharyas, members of our Guru Varga, did not reveal it openly to anyone. Of course they knew the meanings of everything, but they did not reveal it. And then Srila Gurudev, he was saying one day how astonished he was when Srila Guru Maharaj was sharing those beautiful conceptions that even he himself haven't heard from Guru Maharaj for so many years, and suddenly it is pouring from Guru Maharaj's heart in the presence of the inhabitants of Mlechha Desh. Really, we are from that kind of background. But somehow Guru Maharaj is giving so much high conception to them, to the Vaishnavas, the disciples of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj who came to his lotus feet, hankering for shelter. Like Madhusudan Maharaj keeps repeating Guru Maharaj's word, we are the rescue operation. So we are rescuing, we're trying to help those sincere souls. And Guru Maharaj is giving those conceptions, and Gurudev was wondering, why is that? How is that possible? How is that possible they have adhikar, capacity to understand that? And then Srila Gurudev, in his very mystical way of thought, he concludes that, oh, because they haven't offended the Vaishnava, and their hearts are pure, and they are sincerely hankering, there is so much faith present in their heart at the moment. Guru Maharaj is feeling that this is the right moment to implant those concepts. And he is giving that. So many wonder, everyone knows about it. The meanings of Gayatri Mantra, the unique position of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, the extensive glorification and supreme position of Srimati Radharani. Before, no one is giving that to us. It is there, but not openly given. Only very special souls there getting that. But he is giving freely the gradations, all his unique explanations of the Guru Tattva, Shiva Tattva, Jiva Tattva, everything, whatever is coming from Guru Maharaj, is very unique touch that we haven't heard before from our previous Sampradaya. Not that they don't know, but they did not reveal us. But Guru Maharaj, due to his extreme compassion and mercy to us, especially the Western devotees, he is giving it freely. And then Srila Gurudev continuing his mission, he is giving full support to Srila Guru Maharaj, and then when Guru Maharaj is not present, he's taking it around the world through his world tours. And so many wonderful stories connected to Srila Guru Maharaj, from his appearance throughout his life, how he joined the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission, how he preached. And one of the talks I remember, the talk was given by Srila Gurudev in Lakhta, I think, in Russia. And Srila Gurudev, on this day, he was glorifying Guru Maharaj. And the entire talk was dedicated to Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, that conversation. Why Mahaprabhu have came. How Ramananda Rai revealed the inner purpose of life, the highest purpose of life, removing all the secondary, all the not very important, how do you call them, explanations of what is the goal of life, what is the goal of life. Mahaprabhu is always asking, keep coming, keep going, keep going, keep going. That's not important, that is not important. I want to hear more, more, more. He's mining Ramananda Rai. He's using him to reveal that transcendental knowledge, that reveal the deepest ecstasy that is found in Madhuri Rasa. And later on, as we know, there is a connection. Then Gurudev is saying that you might be wondering why on this day of Guru Maharaj's appearance I'm talking about Ramananda Rai and that conversation, Ramananda Samad, between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. He said, I want to tell you where it's all coming from, what Guru Maharaj has to give us, his mission, he himself, where it's coming from. I'm just telling you, where has it all come from? By telling you about that Ramananda Samvat story. He said, and the others can tell when Guru Maharaj was born and all the different pastimes. There are so many Vaishnavas, but I want to start with that. And then I will pass it on to Janardhan Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Avadhut Maharaj, Siddhanti Maharaj was present there. And they will say something in glorification of Srila Guru Maharaj. But really, it is because of Guru Maharaj we're standing here. Guru Maharaj brought Gurudev. Gurudev gave us shelter. And everything that is around us right now is by the grace, by the extension of the grace from Guru Maharaj to Srila Gurudev, and by the grace of Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, we're all having it. And we're having the chance to sit here and listen about the glories of the greatest Vaishnava. And so fortunate, we've been born not so long ago. So we had this fresh interaction to Srila Gurudev, so we can understand who Guru Maharaj was, what is his teachings. We had interactions with Srila Gurudev. And then now, you're all fortunate to have our present Guru Varga, who are carrying the message of Srila Guru Maharaj around the world. And it is still very much alive, fresh, dynamic and evolving as we hear, as we speak now, probably Srila Goswami Maharaj already started his talk. It is always resonates around the world. So maybe, Lalita, you keep going.
I was there on that day in Lakta.
Oh, you were there.
And on that day, he said, everybody in this room is now a liberated soul. He gave a blessing to everybody in that temple room. And everyone's, lucky to be here today. But yeah, we, like Paramananda Prabhu said, we came a little after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. I joined in 91 in Navadvip, India, and he, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, left the world in 1988. But arriving there in the dham and his going to his samadhi, you could feel like radiation fallout present. His presence was very strong and felt. In that presence, so much dignity, so exalted, so fine and exclusive. And Srila Gurudev would say of the Chaitanya Saraswat Mata and Srila Sridhar Maharaj's line, it's a unique line. It's not generic spirituality, not generic Krishna consciousness, but it's a specialized line of Srila Guru Maharaj in Krishna consciousness. And what is that line? He said it's springing out from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the service camp of Rupa Manjari, under the protection and guidance and chief leadership of Lalita Devi. Very specific, fine line of Krishna conception that we are in. And Gurudev said, anyone connected to this line, who's in this line and following Srila Guru Maharaj, they will go to that prospect, that divine prospect, that bright future is waiting for them to serve Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu under guidance of Rupa and Lalita Devi. So it's something extraordinary, something unique, and everybody knows it, who knows anything about Krishna consciousness and who has that great fortune.
Like Goswami Maharaj said, it's almost impossible to conceive Gaudiya, Rupanuga line without Guru Maharaj's original concept.
Yeah.
It is impossible.
So I'm very, very proud, and I think I'm allowed to be proud of being being one of the grandchildren of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, knowing that he's that kind of divine acharya, that divine personality, is my grandfather Guru, and your grandfather Guru, and your great-great-grandfather Guru.
And such a power of harmonization, really. I experienced it on myself just by... I could imagine what if I would meet Srila Guru Maharaj in person and hear from him directly. That would be a mind-blowing experience or soul-blowing experience, conditioned soul-blowing experience. But I read Guru in His Grace, and that harmonized absolutely everything. I had nothing to be answered. All my questions, all my conflict, all my doubts disappeared just by reading the words of Srila Guru Maharaj. That was unbelievable experience. Really, I read so many different scriptures by then, but really, by reading Guru Maharaj, everything just falls in place. And your faith is revived, your enthusiasm is up, and you really want to surrender. This is why I think Madhusudan Maharaj is saying, because what Goswami Maharaj is doing, he's keeping those concepts, original concepts of Srila Guru Maharaj. And as we know, they're dynamic. So by sharing them, he is inspiring everybody. The words of Guru Maharaj coming through him. That's why Madhusudan Maharaj said, when I hear that, I want to become a devotee. Because where it is coming from? It is coming from lotus mouth of Srila Guru Maharaj. Really, that's the original source. So if Madhusudan Maharaj inspired to become devotees, then what to talk about that?
Just five words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj gives all hope. When I heard his words, the infinite has infinite alternatives.
Yes, infinite possibilities.
The infinite personified has infinite alternatives. So maybe we feel like Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, our everything. He was our guru, our mother, our father, our friend, has withdrawn from this world. Now what? The infinite has infinite alternatives. Not saying there's any alternative to him, but there's always a new door opening, a new channel, a new wave of mercy coming, and new agents of the infinite coming to reveal the infinite. So we can always live in the hope that Krishna is always revealing himself. So many ways, so many forms.
Yes, the stream, the flow of devotion is there. Yeah,
it never ends.
Never ends. So we must recognize that. And when we feel that flow of devotion, we take shelter of that place or that personality. We keep going because we can recognize our spiritual master, our guru, our guardian in there. For that, we have to have sincerity, faith, and our heart have to be open. And like Guru Maharaj said to Gurudev at the very beginning, prepare not to listen to your mind and do as I say. Listen to me and follow my instructions. Mm-hmm. So, very basic, very simple advice, but it will bring us to the ultimate goal and ultimate success if we are to follow that.
Yeah. And all of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's analogies making everything so understandable,
yes,
clear, quoting Bhagavatam, by pouring water on the root of a tree, the whole tree is fed and nourished. Not doing all these different rituals and religiosity, getting some side benefit, worshipping the demigods, watering the leaves, but go to the root, the source, the cause of all causes, and that's Krishna, and watering that root, you will be nourished and you will get all your fulfillment, all the hankering, unlimited hankerings we have will be fulfilled there. And serving the center, the center conception of divinity, that we will be fulfilled and find that golden mean, that happy middle portion where Krishna is located, not the extremes, the smallest of the small, larger than all-pervading, but the Lord of the heart, Krishna at the center. And the organic whole, we are all parts of the infinite organic whole. We're all finite parts of the infinite organic whole, and our duty is to serve for the good of the whole. And that way you have the healthy organism functioning, helping us understand we're part of that, of the infinite. We're part of the organism that life is all about, that our existence is connected to. It's not disconnected and disjointed, but we're all connected to that infinite organic whole.
To understand our true disease, like that story when Guru Maharaj was collecting some donations from businessmen for some project, and he approached one businessman who later changed his mind because someone else approached him and said, why are you giving to this Gaudiya Math? What are they doing for humanity? They're not feeding people, they're not doing hospital, building hospitals, so what is their help? And then that gentleman changed his mind. So when Srila Guru Maharaj came to pick up the check, gentleman said, no, I've changed my mind, I better give it to some charity organization that feeds some poor people. And Guru Maharaj was so sad to hear that, and he prayed in his heart, he prayed to Guru Varga, and then he recited that shloka, basically pointing out that our true problem, our true disease is the hrid rogam, forgetfulness of Krishna. We are trying to serve our own interest. This is the source of all problem, the source of all disease, that we forgot Krishna. We're trying to put ourselves into his position. He is saying that, as a hog, I consumed the mountains of stool in my past life. As an elephant, I consumed the jungle. And yet, I was not satisfied. And he kept saying that some people, they have millions, and yet they're not satisfied. But they're not finding happiness. They're not solving their main problem. The problem is of one day they will die, and how they will die, what is the purpose of their life. So he's saying the main and true purpose of life is to put Krishna's interest in the middle of your life and serve that interest, because you are Jivira Svarupahoy Krishnara Nityadas. This is your Svarup, this is where you are since the beginning. And not being there, you're suffering. Just by not being there in your natural position, you are naturally suffering. And then the gentleman say, oh, Maharaj, I believe in God. And then he started crying. And then Guru Maharaj said, your tears are the evidence of that. And then he signed the check and gave it to Guru Maharaj, his deepest apologies. So many wonders. Maybe you remember some story. So many Gurudev telling all the time.
Yes.
And being like he was Ramendra Bhattacharya, Sri Ramendra Bhattacharya, and then at some point Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he changes his mind. It's also indication, Gurudev explained that. He becomes Ramananda Das. And then he sends him, you go, you find that place where the conversation between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai happened, and you establish some Tirtha there. And then Guru Maharaj, he's going there. And of course, he is also reading and deeply, his heart level, he is enjoying that conversation. Whatever happened between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, and some mystical confirmation come to him, and he finds that particular Tirtha, and he established this Padatirtha. Mm-hmm. He puts lotus feet of Mahaprabhu there, and later on they're establishing a mat. Till this day, mat is functional. It's called Ramananda Mat. Gaudiya, Ramananda Gaudiya Math.
On the banks of the Godavari.
On the banks of the Godavari River, that particular spot. And some other higher Vaishnavas came and they also confirmed, yes, we feel this is the spot. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the same thing. So it's all very mystical, that connection. Mm-hmm. So that Srila Guru Maharaj was given all that by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. First he is Ramananda Das, he is getting that. Whatever Mahaprabhu mind from the used Ramananda to reveal, Srila Guru Maharaj is getting that. And at the end, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is leaving this world, then devotees around him, some dignitaries, very close associates, close servants, and he is asking for someone, I want to hear Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And then immediately they say, hey, they're selecting one brahmachari who is very well known for his ability to sing beautifully. And when he starts singing, Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he stops him. He said, no, I don't want to hear a sweet tune. I want Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing. And then, of course, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he's hesitating, but his guru ordered, and he's about to depart this world. And he's humbly accepting that position. And later on, all the God brothers, they're recognizing that as a mystical transition. The whole Rupanuga Guru Varga, whole Rupanuga line came into Guru Maharaj, and he was to continue it on, to guard it, his Bhakti Rakshak, not to let everyone to enter. And he is himself saying that, and I'm not letting everyone. So this is his very unique position.
And we saw that with his god-brothers, Srila Bhakti Rakshak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj's god-brothers, all unanimously honored Srila Sridhar Maharaj's position and would always consult with him, check with him, come and stay with him a few days, and we heard from Srila Gurudev, Simha Vilokana, like that's a Sanskrit term describing how the lion is going out for hunting but looks back to see how far they've gone, always keeping gauging how far they've gone and where they're going, and making sure they're not going out of line or out of stray of their boundaries. And in the same way, the godbrothers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj would go on with their own preaching. They were godbrothers, they had their own missions and moths and disciples, but always looking back to Srila Sridhar Maharaj for approval, that he approves, has no objection to their preaching, their activities, how they're going on, and making sure always that he supported them. And they always wanted to stay within his good graces and his approval. And Gurudev said he all his years staying with Srila Sridhar Maharaj in the Mat, he saw the relationships of the godbrothers with Srila Sridhar Maharaj and how respectful, and how, was it one in particular, would come every year for life extension. Madhav Maharaj, I believe, would come and get new life and new energy and go back to his Mat and go on with his preaching.
It's a beautiful expression, to get new life through the association with the Guru Maharaj. It is through all getting our new lives by associating with Srila Gurudev, with our present Vaishnavas who are present and guiding us. Really, this is the life, this is the reality. Like Srila Guru Maharaj said, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat is about reality. And what we want to know what the reality is and what it's all about. This is our goal. We're not interested in the frame. We're not interested in the society, something that is external. We want to dive deep. And diving deep means giving yourself fully to the Absolute, completely surrendering. And then our interests become replaced with His interests. And then the whole new life will start, a beautiful life will start. But do not be afraid to make that step. Mm-hmm. Maybe tell some Hapaniya stories, because the festival happens after.
I've got one thing on my mind, is that beautiful conception of absolute harmony. Mm-hmm. How all the planets are rounding the sun, and how everyone's in tune to that center point. And then he gives that musical analogy, how all the different instruments in an orchestra are all in tune and playing according to the conductor, all brought to that one central point. And following the guidance and instructions of that conductor, and all the different instruments from different stratas and different tunes and octaves and bass and treble, they're all brought together and making beautiful music. So this example he gave, by serving the center, everything is fulfilled and beautiful and auspicious. And how we can harmonize with all the different elements. And one thing he, brilliant advice he gave, how to harmonize with any Vaishnava, any devotee, anyone, is mark the bright side and ignore the apparent side, that which is relative and seemingly undesirable. Ignore that part and see the bright side and focus on that and give attention to that, and then you'll be able to harmonize with anybody.
Like he was using that saying that to err is human, to forgive is divine. And Srila Gurudev was saying, that's what Guru Maharaj was always saying. We should not dwell on the plane of error. We should move to the divine plane. We should learn how to forgive, how to see, like what you just explained. See the most beautiful qualities in everyone. Appreciate that and try to develop some qualities. But he said, by the association with the sadhus, naturally those qualities will blossom in our heart. And unwanted qualities, all the contaminations, all the anarthas will be disappearing. This gradual process, actually, Guru Maharaj is always saying, everything is gradual, it has to be natural. But slowly it will happen.
And he said, never campaign against anyone. That in spiritual life we're talking, that if there's something you find less than ideal, then show a superior example. Be the change you want to see, as Gandhi said. Show what you want to see. Show that perfect ideal that should be imbibed in your behavior, in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds, in your daily life. And if there's absolutely no way to harmonize with a particular type of management or whatever, then passively withdraw from any campaigning and show that superior example. That was his brilliant advice on harmonizing.
Which we're trying to follow.
Yeah. It's really the way. You think something's wrong with that, something wrong with that. Don't, like, make an issue out of it and go on a big campaign and disturb everybody's mind and the whole environment. But show the right example. Just do it yourself. And that's powerful and that's effective, and it has a harmonizing effect on the environment. So some brilliant harmonizing... Yes. Problem-solving.
Yes, everything
advice.
Guru Maharaj was saying is brilliant and deep, infinitely deep, really heart-touching. Every single word, every single concept coming from him. So maybe some hapaniya custom. You've been there.
Yes.
On many occasions.
Hapaniya is the birthplace of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. It's hapaniya. And one translation is sweet water. And that's what the name in Hungarian, Ananta Krishna named his printing press, which is like the number one printing press in Hungary.
Uh-huh.
Sweet water.
Sweet water.
But Gurudev said, he used to joke and say, actually another meaning is asthma. That lung condition you can't breathe. Gurudev always joking and trying to, you know, give some humor and reality sometimes to things, but not everything's so larger than life.
Yes.
But Gurudev said in Brajamandal, Goramandal parallels, how we have Govardhan in both the Govardhan in Vrindavan and Gupta Govardhan in Navadvip, and all the different places in Navadvip that parallel, that Kapanya is Varshana, the birthplace of Radhi, Srimati Radharani. So,
Guru Maharaj is a delegation of Srimati Radharani.
Yes, he's so called that Varshana. And that was together with Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. They went there and found the very place Srila Sridhar Maharaj was born.
And he was resisting that for many years.
Yeah.
Like, since the moment he took sannyas, he did not return. And how many years passed at that point? Maybe 40 years, 50 years?
Right.
And the brothers always pulled him, please come, please come, please come. And he would always refuse, find the many reasons not to go. And then one day it says that all the god brothers, Madhav Maharaj, Jawar Maharaj, and Gurudev mentioning, especially Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, mm-hmm. he became very much enthusiastic to go there.
Mm-hmm.
He had some plan. And then Srila Gurudev, of course, is very enthusiastic. And then to go there, and like you said, found Guru Maharaj is happily saying that, oh, this is my place, this is where I appeared. It was a very happy event, Gurudev said.
Mm-hmm.
And establishing. What is the deities there?
Then, after they discovered the very birthplace of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Gurudev, together with the devotees, east and west, established the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat in Hapanya, and in that birthplace installed the deities of Radha, Gopinath, and Mahaprabhu, and built a beautiful temple, and we have a little guest house, and a Nat Mandir, and some farmland, and the Shanti Kund. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, for a very short time after his college years, and by the insistence of his father,
mm-hmm.
he married for a few years, and then his wife died, and her name was Shanti. And Gurudev, in her honor, established a kunda there in Hapanya, and when we go visit Hapanya, we always take that water on our heads.
Where you were going with Gurudev?
We went quite a few times with him, but every year the Parikrama party goes around Gaur Purnima time. Just after Gaur Purnima is Hapanya festival for the deity's anniversary. And nothing's a coincidence, but Bamanpara is about 6 kilometers away mm-hmm. from Hapanya. Bamanpara is Gurudev's birthplace, and they're both in the district of Burdwan. And just midpoint in between both Bamanpara and Hapanya is an old Shiva temple called Bororaj Shiv. Boro means old, and they say, we don't know how old, it's way back, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Very, very, they just call him old Shiva. And it's a very famous temple, and that's the temple where Srila Sridhar Maharaj would go and bring lotus flowers to Lord Shiva, mm-hmm. and where he saw the universal form. He talks about this in his brief biography. One day, after offering lotus flowers to that Bururaj Shiv, the Vishvarup, universal form of the Lord, was revealed to him in that place. And that Bururaj Shiv temple is where Gurudev's parents went to pray to that Shiv for Govinda Maharaj to appear. Because
yes.
their first child did not survive. And they prayed, okay, let's try for another child, but this time we want Lord Shiva's child, because for sure that will be an auspicious child and bring some auspicious wealth to this world. So we'll pray to him for his son to come into our family. So it's that same Shiva where both Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Gurudev
prior to Gurudev
their history.
Sridhar Maharaj came there, and then Gurudev appeared a little bit later on.
Yes. So it's no coincidence. Some special lila, something in the background brewing for their divine pastimes as divine agents in this world.
So their immediate recognition of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Gurudev recognizing Guru Maharaj as his eternal father, eternal spiritual master, and then Guru Maharaj recognizing him as an eternal disciple. And then immediately, shortly upon his arrival into the mud, he is already talking that here is my successor, and everybody is, somebody even jealous, envious. Why is Guru Maharaj saying that? This boy, he's very new, and he's already saying he's going to be my successor. I've been here first, and he's been there first. But Guru Maharaj already made up his mind, because that connection was there, like Lalita just explained. But very mystical, very inconceivable for us, difficult to understand. This is the pastime of the pure devotees that descended from the upper world on the orders of the highest agency. I'm there. What do we know? How can we analyze? But we can just behold this as a wonder, inconceivable pastimes of the Vaishnavas, and feel again proud and fortunate.
Yeah. Just
to be in connection with these beautiful Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Now we want to let some devotees.
Yes, we would like to invite anyone to speak something. Anyone has something they'd like to share, not only with us, but the whole world has access to this occasion we're observing here in Chiang Mai.
Anything, remember, this is Guru Maharaj's appearance day. And Srila Gurudev is extremely happy on this day, seeing us glorifying Srila Guru Maharaj. This is our chance, not just give some satisfaction to Guru Maharaj, but deeply satisfy Srila Gurudev by our sincere attempts to glorify Srila Guru Maharaj. Of course, we are not qualified to do that, but we're sincerely trying with some faith in our heart. Srila Gurudev is smilingly watching us doing that. And he is very happy to hear any glorification whatsoever. The only qualification you must have, that it have to come from your heart and be sincere. Don't be worried about anything.
Do we have any more mics?
Anyway, just my experience in Navadvip. Because of course I don't know Guru Maharaj. But somehow that day I went to do like service in temple with devotee and something. And they asked me like help, like to go up to bring some book for the office. For
Guru Maharaj Samadhi, go up.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know this Guru Maharaj Samadhi. And I went with, I remember the Vaidehi. Oh, no. With Vishakha. Now she's a Vishakha. And I went there. Somehow, I don't know, he's Samadhi. And I was step on top. Step on, like, basically on his head. It's like, and then, like, Vishakha, like screaming, like, no, you cannot step, and something like that. And immediately when I step, I feel like so much energy, like my hair was like, wow, it's something very like energy, like powerful, like, oh my God, it's gonna be a terrible day for me. Gonna be like, today gonna be like, oh my God, like my mind is unstable that day because of his energy on his samadhi.
But did you go and apologize to
him? Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I don't know this, your samadhi here and something. But I can feel it, like his energy was there still. Even I don't know him, like my like personals. From the people who respect like around him and how they present about Guru Maharaj. And even I don't know him, even I step little and I already feel it, like his energy.
He's fully present there.
Yeah, he's fully present there. It's like, oh, so powerful. That is my like just direct experience about Guru Maharaj. And after all, like all senior, like talking about him, even more I feel more like he's like more guru and guru or something, because he my understanding, he was very like guru in the like, oh, you have to read this. You have to study. It makes you more intent for practice.
Give you enthusiasm, more. Inspiration.
Yeah, something like that. Not fooling around. That kind of feeling from Guru Maharaj. Mm. Even I don't know him by like person, I just see he's like devotee, and I already feel like, oh, he's very powerful, like guru. That's I just want to share.
For the first time, I've heard about Srila Guru Maharaj in Cambodia while I was staying there. By that time, for 2 years, maybe, I don't know, I was. I tried to dive deep into like Krishna consciousness, and knowing some ISKCON brahmacharis located there, and knowing from them about Srila Prabhupada, godbrother of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But I never heard them mentioning Sridhar Maharaj until I met Bankim Chandra Prabhu from St. Petersburg, and he was staying there with his wife. And I was surprised that he was familiar with Krishna consciousness, and he kept telling me something about Bhagavad Gita. And repeatedly he was mentioning some great Vaishnava, Sridhar Maharaj. And he insisted regularly on me getting acquainted with his books that could change my mind. And later on, I met, actually by Bankim Chandra's mercy, Avadhut Maharaj, because he put us into connection. And that is how it happened that I started reading his books, Sridhar Maharaj's books, and listening to some recordings made by Goswami Maharaj. And I started realizing that I'm becoming overwhelmed by that katha, that very extraordinary divine revelations that he was sharing. And by that time, I felt great affection towards the Srila Prabhupada, but I started realizing that new stream entered my heart, and I couldn't resist that. And it took me almost a year after quite severe inner conflict to harmonize everything. After I read Sri Guru and His Grace, which I read after some talks with Dandi Maharaj, Dinashray Prabhu at that time, and Induwala Devadasi. But before that, I was like, do I betray Srila Prabhupada and his teachings that really inspired me? Now I found out another treasure. And I cannot even compare, I couldn't even compare them, because they were unique in their own way, each of them. And but finally, as I mentioned, after reading the Sri Guru in His Grace, everything was harmonized. And also I like the idea that really helped me to pacify my mind. And in India, there is a place where two rivers, Yamuna and Ganga, there is a conjunction, and they meet each other. And they flow in one current, but they never mix, just you can see the dividing line, two rivers going in one current. And this analogy, I just adopted it, and I prefer to think that way, that two divine streams I welcomed into my heart, and they flow, those rivers, the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. And finally, I was really happy to join the family of Srila Sridhara Maharaj. Thinking what direction should I choose, the Sridhara Maharaj was that choice that I made. Or maybe it was made for me, but I don't know. And for me, Srila Sridhara Maharaj is very extraordinary, very unique, very special person, but just not a regular person. Vaishnava with a capital V. And I'm really happy to be a part of his family. So, Srila Bhakti Rokokshita Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai, Jai.
Я могу сказать, что к своему стыду я не очень много читал книг Шри Шридхара Махараджа и не очень много слушал его лекций, потому что для меня тот уровень, на котором он, уровень, на котором он рассказывает про сознание Кришны, про отношения, про тот мир, в котором он пребывает, он для меня настолько недоступен моему пониманию, что я много раз пытался что-то прочитать, что-то послушать, но так и не смог это осилить. Вот. Но я очень много слушал лекции Авадута Махараджа, очень много слушал Говинду Махараджа, и это я как-то понял, принял, и я надеюсь, что через какое-то время знание Шридхара Махараджа, оно откроется мне, и я надеюсь, что будет какое-то благословение, и это придет ко мне. Как-то так, Джай Шива Шридхара Махараджа. Ки Джай.
Джай.
В принципе, после всего сказанного Бхакти Лалитой, Раманандой Прабу, Нитянандой Прабу, Кришна Прийдей Даси, Васан Прабу, сложно что-то вообще добавить, и я не квалифицирован здесь говорить, но я просто расскажу, как получилось так, что я вот сижу здесь, вот в этой семье. Первая книга, вернее так, в общем, я попал на лекцию Шри Чайтани Сарасват Матха абсолютно случайно. И услышав те истины от Ашутоши Кришна Прабу, который в то время давал лекцию, я как бы пришел в абсолютное изумление, потому что до этого я ничего такого не слышал раньше и вообще, в принципе. Вот, все было поразительно. После лекции было какое-то такое чувство, что я должен что-то сделать, потому что какой-то поток шел, не знаю. И я решил не просто, деньги пожертвовать, а решил купить книгу. Вот. И я купил книгу, которая называлась «Путь домой в мир прекрасной реальности». Это книга Шрилы Шридхара Махараджа. Вот. И пришел домой, ее прочитал, и я был абсолютно поражен этой книгой. То есть получилось так, что эта книга стала первой книгой, я не читал до этого ни Бхагавадгита, ни прочие остальные книги, ни Шрилы Прабхупады, ничего такого. То есть вот через Шрила Шридхар Махарадж, он как бы... Его слова, они были настолько сильны, настолько... Как бы это такая истина, которая просто не оставила даже такого как бы зачерствевшего человека, как я, в стороне. Вот. И я дал эту книгу потом отцу своему. Он тоже прочитал эту книгу, и его жизнь, она тоже как бы изменилась. Он приходит на фестивали. Правда, я не знаю, вот что он ничего не говорит, но он приходит и точно так же как бы со всеми служит. Вот. Также еще хотел сказать, что слушая аудиозаписи Шрилы Шридхары Махараджа, которые вот сейчас доступны в очень как бы таком собранном виде, благодаря Сахадеву Прабу, есть архив аудиозаписи Шрилы Шридхары Махараджа, и слушая эти записи, его голос, он настолько потрясающий, и он настолько завораживающий, в нем чувствуется вообще огромная какая-то просто сила, я не знаю, что даже послушав, ну, буквально минут 5-10 просто его слова, даже, может быть, не понимая их, но потом становится очень, как бы, хорошо, не знаю, вот, как-то так. И его выражение одно, оно мне очень нравится, оно такое, что мы не сможем быть лицемерами вечно. Это выражение, оно дает надежду. Вот, собственно, это все, что я хотел сказать.
Sincerity is invincible.
Джай Шрила Шридхары Махарадж ки
джай. Джай.
The first word that I remember, and I believe, Sridhar Maharaj told that, and maybe even I've read it in his biography. This is a small book. Even if the whole world falls apart, even if all the temples in the world are in fire, we need to believe and we need to keep up with our path. And this is very inspirational for me, because sometimes it really feels like all the world could fall apart. And other thing that I want to say, that somehow, if we're lucky, we can feel the very strong presence of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, just because Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he made the goal of his life to spread his knowledge, his wisdom, and his path to all of us. And in every lecture, in every word of Gurudev, Sridhar Maharaj is presented. And I remember when I first came to Lakhta Temple in St. Petersburg that somehow I felt even more connection with Sridhar Maharaj that time than with Srila Govinda Maharaj. And now I know that this is only because Srila Gurudev, he wanted to us to have this connection. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, appearance day ki jai.
Если позволите, мне очень нравится Шри Гуру Арати, который написал Говинда Махарадж. Если можно, мы его прочитаем, перевод на русском. Вот, потому что, ну, не знаю, еще лет 8 назад мы были, когда в Навадвипе, каждый день мы ходили на арати утреннее, начинающейся с Шива Мандира, продолжающейся. И вот это арати пели каждое утро возле его самадхи. Но тогда было не прочитать перевод в английских книгах.
Maharaj said she has very special affection for Guru Maharaj's arati. She wants to read the translation in Russian.
Вся слава тебе, Гуру Махарадж, повелитель саньяси Шрила Бхакти Ракшак Дева Госвами Махарадж. И в свои игры этому миру, придя как спаситель падших, ты вызволил все страдающие души, даже самые недостойные. И, видя твой святой облик воплощенной милости, удачливые души погружаются в экстаз божественной любви. Твой царственный облик в ореоле божественных чувств – отрада для наших глаз. Твой взор исполнен божественной мудрости, а твое сияние распространяется по всему мирозданию. Облаченные в шафрановые одежды, украшенные тилакой, бусами из туласи, умощенные ароматной сандаловой пастой, ты сияешь, словно солнце. Твой святой облик исполнен ослепительной красоты. Великодушие твоего благородного сердца проливает на всех, подобно луне, свет божественной любви. Твои непостижимый талант, любовь, величие, милосердие низвергает мирское знание, открывая божественную реальность. Найдя прибежище в Санкиртане и прославление Золотого Господа Гуранги, ты восклицаешь в упоении, преисполненной любви, «Дойл Нитай, Дойл Нитай». Вечно пребывая со своими спутниками, пневабитками, по своей сладостной воле, ты наслаждаешься своими возвышенными играми на Гупте Гавардхане, скрытом холме Гавардхан. Ты по достоинству занимаешь столь возвышенное положение среди Гаудия Ачарьев. Ты подобен жемчужине в сокровищнице Гаудия Сиддханты. Ты – олицетворение послания Шри Гауры, источник совершенных заключений. Ты явил внутренний смысл Гаятри, философского камня, исполняющего все желания. Когда бы ты ни говорил, сосредоточиваясь на какой-то одной теме, ты всегда освещаешь ее с новой стороны. Твое духовное могущество состоит в совершенном понимании того, как занять правильное положение и находиться в гармонии с окружающим. Все твои духовные братья единодушно заявляют, что видят в тебе воплощение учения Рупа Госвами и Сарасвати Такура. При виде того, как ты воспеваешь святое имя, перебирая четки из Туласи, каждый вспоминает о Сарасвати Такуре. Служение твоим стопам, сияющим словно 10 миллионов лун, поддерживает мою веру. По твоей милости мы однажды отведаем нектар и грши Шри Радха Говинды. Олицетворение прекрасной реальности, явленной Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху. Твой покорный слуга радостно поет эту молитву, посвящая ее тебе.
Okay, I was thinking to speak in Russian, but I better speak in English for you to understand.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Translate yourself.
All right.
Be generous.
Yeah, actually, I can like confess I haven't fully read any of Sridhar Maharaj's book. I've heard like a couple of lectures, but his teaching and his words, his concepts were revealed through Goswami Maharaj. And it took me a very long time to start, you know, appreciate his lectures. Because I remember when the first time came to like a workout plan, lectures, even though I really was speaking English very well, I couldn't understand a single thing. And it's always put me in a worse headache, you know, to try to listen and not really understand what he's talking about. So it took like 7 years probably. To start appreciate it. And then through this year, I guess the personality, the heart of Goswami Maharaj were revealed to all of us. And I feel like now I really feel connected to him, you know? And I feel like whatever happened, we already connected. Through, you know, the time we spent by him. So, I mean, I'm not afraid, you know, of anything. So, and gain this very deep appreciation and respect to him. I understood, like, such a person as Goswami Maharaj, he fully dedicated himself to Sridhar Maharaj. So what kind of person is that? If he's, like, 100%, he's just thinking all the time about Sridhar Maharaj. So I just like feel that he's always in that reality. So this is only one like real feeling I have. And then I started to think like that Goswami Maharaj, he's one of the person who extracts that nectar and that their deep concepts from Sridhar Maharaj. So I'm just like, wow. And I don't know, I consider myself like the luckiest person ever in the world. So, because I can be here, I can do something, and then I can spend, you know, 3 times a week to sit by his feet and listen to this stream, like, radiance. And I start appreciate my God brothers and God sisters more. Some of them who else I have them, they have this feeling to these teachings. So, like Nitsananda and some others. And I feel like so, you know, sorry for people who cannot speak English, who cannot listen to Goswami Maharaj, who cannot I don't know, yeah, because it's like have to be accepted, I think, in English. I mean, for me. So I mean, all factors combined in one, and I can appreciate it. I'm so happy. I don't know what else to say. I'm very looking forward to have Gautama Maharaj back. Yeah, and happy that we can serve him and listen. And I remember somebody told me, like, every morning 4 a.m. he's waking up and listen to the talks of Sridhar Maharaj, and I check many times. Days, like, yes, really, every morning, like, a couple of hours he listens.
If I stay here in Adhut Maharaj's room, I had to wake up for morning arati. And when I go to brush my teeth, I can hear Guru Maharaj speaking through the wall. The wall resonates, Guru Maharaj. Every time.
Ну, в общем, когда я искал какого-то высшего знания, ну и в поисках его изучал там просторы интернета, в конечном итоге я встретил женщину, которой я задавал вопросы, и она отвечала буквально одной-двумя фразами, и все. Это был абсолютно, как бы, абсолютный ответ. То есть больше там, ну, не нужно было ничего добавлять. Ну и меня как бы это пленило, меня это привлекло. И в конечном итоге, ну, я понял, что эта женщина, она просто отвечала словами Шридхара Махараджа. То есть она брала, ну, она преданная, она как бы погружалась в это знание, и на любой мой вопрос она находила просто ну, те слова, которые говорил Шридхар Махарадж. И добавить к этому или отнять уже, ну, как бы было нечего, это было абсолютное. И, ну, это настолько меня покорило и до сих пор продолжает, как бы, ну, я до сих пор нахожу в этом вдохновение и, ну, как бы, больше такого я не находил нигде. То есть Шридхар Махарадж просто одной фразой ставит точку в любом вопросе, какой бы ты, ну, ни придумал, какой бы ты ни мог спросить. Или... Вот. И, ну, это как бы это абсолютная точка. Это не наше мирское видение или что-то еще. Это глаза Писаний, глаза... ну, он смотрит через своего Гурудева, Парампару и, ну, Веды и Господа. Ну и как бы мы очень удачны, что имеем такую возможность соприкасаться с этим, неважно, через лекции, через книги, через наших учителей, которые передают это знание. Но вот именно в таком чистом и поэтичном, красивом, красивой передаче. То есть подачи. Вот. Такого, ну, больше нигде не найти. В этом уникальность и нашей линии. Ну, то есть Шридхар Махарадж своим присутствием в нашей Гуру Парампаре, ну, создает вот нечто неповторимое.
It's a big part of our Vaishnav celebration is offering and taking prasadam.
Yes.
So that part we put in his charge, and we are confident today we'll please Srila Sridhar Maharaj with our offerings.
It's the service we pay the most attention to.
Yes.
And never failed.
And Gurudev will be inspecting all the different things you made, maybe sitting in one of the trees watching.
Maybe honoring with Guru Maharaj.
Yeah, sharing together. Mm-hmm. But
because really, whatever happens here right now is giving not as much pleasure to Guru Maharaj as much as gives pleasure to Gurudev. Really, yeah. It is the case.
Because
if you wanted to capture Gurudev's heart, you should have do something for Guru Maharaj. Show appreciation of Guru Maharaj. Offer yourself to Guru Maharaj. And that will immediately capture Srila Gurudev's heart. We all know that.
But we hear the grandfather is more merciful than the father to the grandchild. So maybe if something is wrong, then Srila Sridhar Maharaj will forgive more easily.
I have to pray to Srila
overlook the wrong and any fault. Okay, so our pujari can prepare for Guru Arati, and we will worship traditional ghee lamp, flower offerings, and then offer our bhoga and take prasadam.